the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What do we have that we have not received? This, my dear faithful, this is the great question which St. Paul gives to all men. What have we that we have not received? Let us examine. Is it life? Well, if we read the sacred scripture, we find that no, we have received even our very life, obviously. It says in Genesis, "And God created man to his own image." God has power, infinite power, and he has power over our life. He has given every one of us life. He can take it away whenever he wants. He has so much power that he can change us into whatever he wants, if he so chose. Something, children, like the fairy tale, the frog prince. You know, when the princess picked up the frog and kissed it, the frog changed into a very handsome prince. Well, God could, if he so wanted, he could change us into a frog. He could change us into a rock, any sort of being. He has that power. But it would be against his infinite wisdom to do so. Now, is our intellect or our looks, anything that we have, is it our own? Of course not, because these things are part of us, and our whole being was created by Almighty God. And we know this. So our intellect and our looks we have received as well. Or parents, you might think, well, in a way, I created my children. Well, even those, you all know, came from God. The parent is a mere instrument in producing life. But you know that God gives the soul, not the parent. And the soul is what makes us human. Without the soul, we would not be human. Without the soul, we would not be alive. Then we might think, well, maybe our spiritual possessions are our own, our supernatural virtues. Well, of course not, because in sacred scripture, it says, God tells us, without me, you can do nothing, absolutely nothing. That means in this supernatural order, we need the grace of God to do anything. In the natural order, we need not God's grace to perform actions, but we need still, the help of God. Without him, we can do nothing. We might also say, well, our material possessions. I went out and I found a job, and I earned all my money, and I went out and bought a house. That is mine. Well, think again. That is not your own. That is from God as well. It is by divine providence that you found your job. It is by divine providence that you have received all your money, and it is by divine providence that you have your house and all of your material possessions, and we must remember this. So, what do we have that is our own? Well, there is only one thing, and the saints have all told us this in their writings, and they have told it, and if we read their books, we read about this. It is only sin that is our own. That cannot come from God. He may permit it for some greater good, but it is not directly from God. It is our own doing. This is the worst evil that can be permitted. Now, the steward, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, he also, from his master, his earthly master, received many, many gifts, many things. But he went out and he squandered them all. He wasted them. He did not use them as he should have. And we see the result. He lost the stewardship. He was fired. He was rejected by his master. So this is the lesson of today's gospel, that we have received all that we have from Almighty God. He is our master, is he not? Of course. So then, he will expect us to put everything that he has given us, he will expect us to put it all to good use. To good use. And if we do not, we will be just like the steward in today's gospel. We will be rejected by our master. So we should ask ourselves today, what have I done with the gifts which God gives to me? Have I wasted them just as the steward in the gospel? Or have I used them wisely just like the saints of God? These saints, they recognize all their good qualities. It is not a sin of pride to recognize that you have the virtue of charity. It is not a sin of pride to say, I'm very good at sports. That is not a sin of pride. It is only when you think that it did not come from God that it becomes pride. So it would be actually a sin of pride to not recognize the good qualities which God gives to you. It is a false humility to do that. So we should recognize our good qualities and use them in the service of Almighty God. We have many examples of this. For instance, the famous painter way back, Michelangelo. He obviously, he knew that he was a good painter, and he used it in the glory of God. You see all the churches that he painted, all the beautiful pictures that he painted for the glory of God. Or then there was a very holy monk named Fra Angelico, another very good painter. He would go around to his brother monks, and he asked them all, what is your favorite picture? I will paint it on your wall for you if you would like me to. Not out of pride, not out of vanity, but for the glory of God, that might be some sort of incentive to their piety, that picture on the wall. Or then people like G.K. Chesterton or St. Alphonsus Liguori, they recognized their ability to write. And you see all the beautiful books that they wrote for Almighty God. You see St. John Bosco. He had a great talent with working with children. And he went out every day into the field, and he played with the children. He heard their confessions. He did everything in order to save those souls of those children. He used his ability for the glory of God. Well, again, we should today, when we go home, think, what are the gifts which God has given me? And how should I use them? Perhaps, well, obviously, all of us have been given life by God, as I said at the beginning of the sermon. Our life belongs to God, then. And we should give it back to God by doing His will in all things. And children, young men, young ladies, especially here I speak to you. If you have ever felt an inclination or desire to be a priest or a nun, any at all, then perhaps you should pray to God that if it is God's will that you become a priest or a nun, you may give up the world and give up your life to God and to do it. For those who leave their families and give up all worldly goods, they will receive 100-fold in the next life. Then again, perhaps some of us have been blessed with a lot of money. If this is the case, put a little more in the collection basket on Sundays. It never hurts, just a few more dollars. Or there's the seminary in Florida. Right now, Bishop Sanborn has received about 8 or 9 new seminarians for the next year. That will be 15 seminarians. Right now, we are already in about 4 or 5 different locations, and he has to take care of yet another house. But thanks to divine providence, somebody donated that house, is letting us borrow it. And thanks to divine providence, somebody in Michigan, as he said in his last newsletter, Bishop Sanborn, somebody in Michigan is donating $12,000 a year to support one seminarian. Because these seminarians, most of them come from poor families or poor countries. We have some from Nigeria. We have some from Poland. Those are not very rich countries. Or perhaps their parents do not support them. And so they will not maybe pay for their tuition. Somebody has to pay that tuition. It is for the glory of God. If somebody can be so generous as to do this, then you will receive also 100-fold in the next life. Then perhaps we have been blessed with kind personalities. If you have this, you should not use this merely to gain the love of men for yourself. That is not what God wants. God wants you to use it in His service. Make friends, yes. There's nothing wrong with that. But then pull your friends towards the true faith, towards the sacraments. And if they are already Catholic, then set a good example for them and get them to live a more spiritual life. Then again, maybe we have received good intellect. We should use this. Perhaps that is, it is God's will that you be a teacher, that you give to others your knowledge. You can do that for the glory of God. There are many other things, and we should go home today and examine, what are the things that God has given to me? How can I use them in God's service? And remember that we have all been given some talents, some gifts, and we must use them for God's glory. And if we do not, then God will reject us, just as the master of the steward rejected the steward in today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.